Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello again, I was going to say hello again, it's me, but that's silly because of course it's me. There's only one person who does this podcast, who records it. So anyway, let's just get on with the podcast, shall we? So I think last episode I mentioned that I'd quite like to talk about studying, like a studying update, tell you how what I've been up to lately and how it's been going. So before I get around to that, no, actually, I will tell you that it's been going very well lately, and then I will give you the two reasons why I think it has been going very well. I think I spoke about, I can't remember, was it over a month ago? Was it 2 months ago when I last gave you like an update? And I think I said it wasn't going terribly well, but I did say that I was trying to get into a better sleep routine. And I know I gave you an update on that, and I said I had been successfully waking up at 6 a.m. every morning, and I was starting to feel some positive benefits from having done that, from doing that. The sleep routine changed. It's still fine. I just had to change the time. So I'm not waking up at 6 every morning. I'm waking up at 7 every morning. And that's working better for me than 6. I did say, like in the last episode, where I talked about sleep and things like that, that for some reason, 6 a.m. is just so hard for me when I'm living in Japan. And I am almost certain it's to do with my job. And the fact that I don't finish work until 8 p.m. And I think your body must need a certain amount of time to be able to fully unwind, to relax, to de-stress or something like that, before you can fall into a deep sleep, like I don't want to say healing sleep, but like a sleep that restores your energy, you know, that kind of sleep, a restorative sleep, I think is the word. But anyway, yes, I think it's probably my late working hours that are to blame. So I've shifted it to 7, and I've been sticking with 7 for probably a month or more. I can't remember. But that's been going fine. Yeah, pretty fine. I'm waking up in the mornings and I'm feeling good, which is good. So I think, like I said before, you know, like a routine's really helpful for anything. studying included, and a good sleep routine is beneficial for many things, all kinds of things, you know, like the health of your skin, your general health, your ability to focus, your ability to concentrate. Focus and concentrate, that's pretty much the same thing. Your ability to remember things, which are all, you know, all great for studying, aren't they? Like remembering, concentration, that kind of stuff. So yeah, sleep is important. So that, I think that's one of the reasons, definitely, why it's been going better. Actually, I'm going to say that's the main reason why it's been going better. The second reason is because I spent some money on something. I've bought another gadget, another piece of technology for myself, and it was reasonably expensive. It was £200. And the strange thing is, I've already got one. So now I've got two, but they're not exactly the same. I'll explain why. So the thing that I bought, the piece of tech, the gadget that I bought, was an e-book, an electronic book, or an e-book reader, or whatever you want to call it. And I've already got one. I've got an Amazon Kindle Voyager, is it called? Voyager? Oh, I don't know, it's a silly name. But anyway, I've got one of those, and there's nothing wrong with it. Really, it works fine. It's fantastic for reading English books. The reason I purchased it, though, was to read Japanese books on it. And I do not read Japanese books on it. And the reason I don't read Japanese books on it is because I still have to look up quite a few words in a dictionary when I'm reading. And when I do this on the Kindle, it is the, okay, it's slow, it's faster than if I'm reading a paper book. So, you know, if I'm reading a paper book, I have to get out a dictionary app on my phone, and I have to draw in all of the strokes of this particular character I'm looking at. There are multiple ways I can look up Japanese characters, technically Chinese characters, but there are multiple ways that I can look them up, and one of them is drawing in all of the strokes, and it takes forever, you know, it's slow. So on my dream was, or you know, this is my vision that I had before I purchased this particular Kindle, is that it's like, wow, you know, I can just buy a Japanese book from Amazon Japan, and then I can just click on the words, you know, press on the words to highlight them, and then dictionary pops up, and oh wow, it's going to be such a great boost for my reading ability, and I'll be able to read loads more books and start, you know, I'll get more vocabulary as I'm reading more books, and it's going to be great. That was the idea. Unfortunately, this didn't happen, because it might happen if you're, no, I'm, it's fine if you're reading English. If you're reading English, it's a bit slow. When you click on a word, it just takes some time for it to highlight. And then, does it pop up with the definition straight away? I can't remember. I can't remember if it's like you put your finger on a word and then a dictionary pops up, or if you put your finger on a word and then you have to select something else, like press another button, like, I don't know, dictionary or something like that, and then it pops up. Anyway, the process is slow. It's slower than I thought it would be. And if it's in Japanese, it doesn't work very well at all, because Japanese doesn't have any spaces in the language. You know, so in English, you've got a word and a space, and a word and a space, and a word and a space. And in Japanese, you just have word, 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 word. And it's pretty hard for Japanese students to work out the beginning and the end of the words. For a Kindle, it's even harder. So sometimes it, like, you press your finger down and it's like, oh, no, you've highlighted half of the word. You've highlighted the middle of the word. I want you to do all of the word. So you have to, like, you get these little like bars that you can drag to the beginning and another one that you drag to the end, and you drag it and then it highlights like an extra half of like the, it highlights like the whole sentence, and then you have to like move it back, and it's one of the most frustrating experiences I've ever had. It's that slow and bad at doing it that I completely gave up on my dream of being able to read Japanese books on the Kindle. And instead, I would try and read them on the computer instead. So on the computer, it's fine. I can just move my mouse over a word and it just pops up instantly and it just gets the right word pretty much all the time. You know, it's able to say like, here's the beginning of the word, here's the end of the word, this is what you were looking for. It's so fast and it makes reading so easy for me. And so much more enjoyable. But it's on a computer screen. And maybe if you have a job where you don't look at a computer screen for like 8 hours a day, like I do, then that's okay for you. But when you look at a computer screen for 8 hours a day, I can guarantee that the last thing you want to do is to look at a computer screen for even longer. It's just horrible. You can feel how tired and weary your eyes are, and it's something not nice about looking at a computer screen. Right, I am going to cut this episode into right here, so next time I upload an episode it will be the second half of this one, and the reason is I've actually finished recording this and the episode was over 20 minutes long, so I thought, that's no good, let's cut it in two. So, sorry about that, and next episode we will pick up with the second part of this. I didn't realise that I had so much to say about an ebook reader, but there you go. Bye-bye.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewellery, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.